This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Several senior Ukrainian government officials have lost their jobs Tuesday as President Vladimir Zelensky faces a burgeoning corruption scandal. It's Ukraine's biggest government shakeup since Russia invaded. In all, 4 deputy ministers and 5 frontline regional governors were set to leave their posts. From Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program why the government house cleaning was necessary.
All these actions are leading by the Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine, and this goes in line with Ukrainian-European integration because Ukraine has to fight corruption. This is one of the main points in the agreement, and not only to join the EU in the future, but also to get a macro financial support from the EU. Just a couple of minutes ago, we got a reaction from the EU, about these resignations and investigations, ongoing investigations, and EU is actually feeling positive about Ukrainian actions.
U.S. officials said Tuesday the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appears to be eroding. According to one U.S. official, the U.S. announcement is expected to come Wednesday in coordination with a similar announcement by Germany that it will finally approve Poland's request for a transfer of German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Officials said the tanks could be bought under an upcoming Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative package, which provides longer-range funding for weapons and equipment to be purchased from commercial vendors. The news comes as frustration appeared to be growing towards Germany's reluctance to send the tanks to Ukraine. Earlier Tuesday, Poland sent a formal request to Germany for clearance to send its own German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. When they did not get an immediate response, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the German government was being evasive.